Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And what did we do before canning?
I'm not sure.
Well, before
I don't know.
Nobody ate anything. No, before we had canning, we froze things in cold climate to preserve them. And if it was hot and sunny, we dried it out until it was like jerky. And if we couldn't do either of those, we fermented it. So thank God for cans.
Sounds appetizing.
Right? And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about stuff you can find in cans. So what are some of the weird things that we can find in cans? We did a field trip. It was so good. But you've got a list of a whole bunch of fun things.
I was so excited about this list, too, that I went online to see if you could really buy them. And the first thing on the list that I found was canned cheeseburgers, which are apparently a thing in Switzerland. I was going to buy one because I wanted to see how does that happen. But
Emmy Made in Japan is a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And she has an episode where she eats a canned cheeseburger.
Did she like it?
She said it was better than you would think. Okay. So you've got a can that's kind of burger sized and
yeah.
She cut open the top and then it's wrapped in like a wax paper and pulled the whole thing out. And it was like somebody went to McDonald's and just shoved a cheeseburger in a can.
Awesome. One thing we did discover live and in person was the canned whole chicken. That's not an experience we've had either because there's enough pictures on the internet to deter us. So go check out show notes if you haven't stood in the Winco food aisle and looked at the canned chickens. What surprises me about those is the cans are not that big.
Yeah.
So what we get, we must get crazy steroid chickens in the butcher counter because those things are like three times the size of that can.
Yeah. I did find a story about a fellow, Les Laley. He married his wife, Beryl, in 1956, and they got a canned chicken for their wedding day.
Wow.
And he said to her, on our 50th wedding anniversary, we're eating that chicken.
Wow.
So they kept the can, and in 2006, he opened the can, and he actually ate the chicken, and he was fine.
And he survived, did she?
It didn't mention her at all.
Wow.
50-year-old canned chicken.
Holy cow.
I imagine you didn't have to chew it very much.
No, probably not.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So what else you got?
How about canned scorpions or canned reindeer? Both can be procured on Amazon for $14.99. Wow. The canned reindeer didn't surprise me as much because America's version of edible proteins is pretty narrow, but the rest of the world is a little broader in that. So canned reindeer didn't totally surprise me. Canned scorpions surprised me a little bit. In Thailand, apparently that's a thing.
Hmm. Well, and in light of bugs, the Asian market that we have here in town had two different brands of the silkworm chrysalises.
Oh yeah, that's on my list. Okay, let's find that one.
They look like weird little buggy pine cones.
Yeah, and they're packed in brown liquid online on the pictures.
I imagine if we were more intrepid, we would have gotten a few of these things to eat, but
I considered it. I was going to try to buy canned fish mouths because if you go to the show notes and look at this link, it looks like they are literally like bitey, sharp, spiky teeth coming out of this can. So I did a little searching. I could not find them to buy on Amazon, but apparently canned Russian herring is really what it is they just chop the whole herring up and throw it in a can. So you might get some mouth, but you get other stuff too. It's fine.
It's an assortment.
Yes. But there really are in this picture. You should check it out. It's sharp, bitey horror movie teeth. It's good.
Hmm. Canned. Although if they've been canned, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to feed the cats mackerel.
Yes, and did it have little bones?
It had all the bones, but I thought it was cat food. And then one day I caught my dad eating it and then discovered that it wasn't cat food. And the bones in the canning get... I actually kind of like the texture. Now that I've grossed out every vegetarian and vegan on the planet, it's a weird, crunchy, like not... Because you can chew them. You can eat them.
Really?
Yeah. So
I've never been
you
a big
have
fish
a weird,
person.
Spiky fish mouth, but if it was canned, it would be chewable.
I wish you could see the face I just made.
You made it.
I'm sure you just made it too, though, everybody. We're together on this.
That was a horrible face.
Canned rattlesnake, canned alligator, canned zebra tarantula. These are all things that the alligator and the rattlesnake didn't surprise me as much. We're from out west. I'm pretty sure that if you drove for 2 or 3 or 4 hours in any direction in the west, somebody would be like, yeah, I've cooked up a rattlesnake. Anybody?
Zebra tarantula?
Zebra tarantula is maybe not so much here, but that was $23.74 on Amazon.
Oh.
You can buy some. Canned bird's nest drink. So the bird's nest drink was, I vaguely heard that, but never pursued information about it. This is a thing from China, apparently.
Is it
bird's
actually
nest soup?
Birds. Okay, but I didn't think it was really a bird's nest. Is it?
Well, it maybe sounds like it's filtered through the nest. I honestly didn't go looking very carefully because I thought, never drinking that. And it's $72 on the internet.
Ooh.
Did you look at bird's nest?
It is actually a bird's nest. It says edible bird's nests are bird's nests. Ooh, that's hard to say. Created by edible nest swiftlets. Using solidified saliva, which are harvested for human consumption, particularly prized in Chinese culture due to their rarity, supposedly high in nutritional value and flavor.
My concern is that birds do not police, wild animals do not police their bathroom activities.
Yeah, but these look super clean. I imagine that maybe this is...
maybe they just take out the layer where the birds...
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope.
We're just going to move on. Let's move on. Let's talk about cheese in a can.
Cheese in a can. Let's go to cheese in a can.
I went to Washington State University and they have dairy. That's their, you know, one of their big things. And they make Cougar Gold cheese. And it comes in a round, flat can. Almost looks like a tire.
Yeah.
And super good.
Is it? Is it worth the price? Because I was at the grocery store the other day and it is expensive.
I have a can of it in my refrigerator at
like
the moment.
Is it like maybe 3 pounds? 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds?
Yeah,
somewhere?
It's a lot of cheese. Yeah. This is like super sharp cheddar.
Are the cows happy cows? Is that what makes it good?
I don't know. It's just aged a long time. And it's in a can. I mean, how can you not love food that comes in a can?
It's true. When you have to use that can opener to crank. Did you know that the can opener, how do you open yours? Wheels on the side or wheels facing the floor?
I use a Swiss Army knife pocket knife and use the pocket knife attachment. So it's got a blade and you set it on the inside of the lip and go shook, 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 and go all the way around. I can cut it open faster than I can use one of those hand crank can openers.
You are almost like... out on the prairie with a big knife and a rock.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. I read somewhere that the proper way to use the can opener, I was doing wheels sideways. So you're going around the outer edge and taking it. So it's
cutting
biting a center circle out. Yes.
Yeah.
I saw online somewhere, because I'm wearing out can openers real fast, and it says to put the little cutting wheels so that you're cutting the entire top of the can off. It's like magic.
Does it actually work?
Yes. And I've killed less can openers lately.
Yeah.
So maybe they are. Maybe I have an operator error there.
Well, all right. So now you know, people.
Yeah.
Eat your canned food and think of us.
We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored, especially if you're in the bathroom with food poisoning.